Well, I apologize, listeners. I completely blew through it. It was just brought to my attention. We have not given away our tickets. Let me pull this up. It's from... I even tore it off my log and threw it away. I was supposed to be done at 9:20.
Ticket Central.
And it's got to be done, because by next Saturday, we won't have enough time to get these delivered to the homeowner for Sunday's hockey game. It is the Coyotes.
It's a live radio
versus
show.
The New York Islanders. It's going to be a Monday night game, January 22nd. If you received our newsletter, you know that the trivia question required to earn these tickets will come from our home maintenance calendar out of January. On January's month, you will find who the first Rosie on the House programming sponsor partner was. Has to do with masonry. If you are a longtime listener, you should know this. It was also the guy that introduced us to Belgard Pavers and ultimately led to Nathan Angel being here in studio with us today. So if you have that answer looked up, or you know that answer, who was the first Rosie on the House partner sponsor, text it to 411-923. And between now and the end of the hour, we'll draw at random from the correct answers. And our home maintenance calendar was something we put together as part of Rosie's 30th anniversary. It's free to the homeowners. You can go buy, you can order one from our website. Just email us the address you'd like it sent to, and we'll get it in the mail to you. You can go by the Maricopa County Home Show or the Casa Grande Home Show and stop by any Rosie on the House partner booth and pick one up. In fact, Chuck, we got a call from a lady that was in the Pella booth at the Maricopa County Home Shows who called in to laugh and say, Chuck tried to give me a calendar, but I already have mine. So, and each in the month, it's designed to be aesthetic but functional. We've got your to-dos. And I guess something I haven't done a good enough job explaining is a lot of these to-dos to really build out the way I want them done, right, and in the digital format and content and context, we're doing this in real time. We're taking the audio from the program and transcribing it and supporting it with video and photo. And so last week when we talked about citrus, we had the Farm Brothers, Johnson Brothers Ranch in from the Waddell area. They've been farming for over 100 years in that area, citrus. And they came in and we talked in depth about it. So that if you type in citrus now from your landscape or garden, it'll give you the dates on when to fertilize. It'll give you the varieties that do well in Arizona. It's got some pruning information along with the podcast from that hour specifically, along with Julie Murphy from the Farm Bureau. So it's a all-in-one rich media package. And a lot of these hashtags, if you go there and you're looking for keywords, well, they'll be populated as we talk about that context. We talked today about the live oak. So at the end of the broadcast, when the podcast is up from Integrity Tree Service, that information will be there. Next week's Roses with John Harper, that content will be there after we fully produce it.
Okay.
So it's a work in progress, and as you're doing that, and these to-dos relate to you, you can sign up for Homezada and enter these tasks into your digital profile that'll help remind you and keep you up to date and keep a list of your tools and products you might need to complete these tasks year over year, if they're reoccurring, or even schedule them for a one time, if that's the case.
All of this to celebrate our 30th year on air of working hard to become your best friend, every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We do that by bringing you the best products that we have found available, by actually field testing them, using them, and installing them in our remodeling company. So we know the goods and the bads. And we're here with sales manager of Belgard, Nathan Angel, talking about pavers and exterior hardscapes. And Nathan, we talked a bit this morning about, you know, getting people instructed to do it themselves. But it like hit me the last break. There are hazards to doing this yourself. One, the cutoff saw is kind of a big manhandler of a piece of equipment. The compactor is kind of a big manhandler piece of equipment. But the other issue is the silica sand. And I see people tackling these projects on their own where they're actually even taking a masonry blade and a 7 1/4 inch circular saw and trying to cut the paver as they're holding it with their hand on a sawhorse and trimming off a sliver of paver. The silica sand, airborne silica sand, isn't anything to play around with.
No, siliconosis as a disease is pretty nasty. And if you want to, I'm not going to ruin anybody's day, but it's
people are about starting their brunch here.
Yeah, it's not good, and it's terrible on your lungs. And OSHA has just recently come pretty hard down on
really hard
silica laws.
Yeah.
So we are all having to adjust in the industry of making sure that we're cutting with engineering controls with wet.
All right, so you must be wet, and it isn't enough to have Junior using a hose just spraying on it. So y'all be careful. That's what we're here for, is to protect you, the Arizona homeowner, to educate you, the Arizona homeowner, and to entertain you. Hope you enjoyed today's program, and don't get scared. We'll be back next Saturday morning. Until then, you can find us at rosieonthehouse.com.